Hello, and welcome to episode 18 of Ask the Professor. This is my third episode this week, third episode of the semester, and I'm with my Tuesday-Thursday class, and they've already been grinning at me enough to make me nervous, but that's not going to stop me. I'm still going to let them ask me questions, so let's go ahead and let them ask the professor. All right, first question.
Do you actually like your colleagues, or are you just faking so you can keep civility?
In general, I like them. There are some that I hate, some that I tolerate, but for the most part, I like them. So as a group, I would say I like more of them than I dislike. Now, if you ask me to name names, that I'm not going to do. But, all right, next question.
Have you ever been in a bar fight?
I have never been in a bar fight. I have had a bar fight blow through my table that I had to leap up out of the way to get out of. I was at a bachelor party at a strip club in Canada. And some guy came in and decided to try and throw a swing at one of the bouncers. And the resulting fight between the guy and the four bouncers that probably took him outside and beat the crap out of him went right through our table. We had to jump up and get out of the way, and the table and the chairs ended up getting knocked over and all the drinks on the table and everything. So that's the closest I've ever come to being in a bar fight. All right, next question, over there.
Do you think they should legalize corned beef?
At last check, it was legal.
No, why does no fast food place sell it?
Oh, why does no fast food place sell it? That I don't know. You can find it if you go to like a delicatessen, like a deli, someplace that sells deli sandwiches, they'll usually have something. Where was I just? Firehouse. Firehouse Subs now has a corned beef Reuben that they sell. That's available, but I guess for fast food, I guess it's not popular enough. That'd be my guess.
That is very disappointing.
I imagine, probably so. If you're a corned beef fan and you can't find it, yeah, that's absolutely disappointing. All right, next question.
Have you ever been arrested?
I have never been arrested. My wife has been arrested, but I have not. But my wife got arrested for something boring. She was driving on a suspended license. She didn't realize it was suspended. And the cop who pulled her over decided that he was going to arrest her for it. It was here in Mount Pleasant. Got down to the police station, and the guy behind the desk went, "What are you arrested for?" "Who arrested you?" She told him the officer's name, and he just rolled his eyes. It was one of those situations where I have a feeling it was because she's a minority that she actually got arrested for it, but we were never able to prove that, so we're never able to do anything. But no, that is not to say that I've never done anything I should have been arrested for, but I've never actually been arrested. All right, one more question. We'll do one more question. Who's got one?
If you could be doing anything other than teaching, what would you do?
Professional musician. I've been singing my whole life. And I've been told I'm okay at it. So I really love it. I love when I get a chance to. So I would probably like to do that. But I figured out a long time ago that as long as I'm doing something that allows me to tell stories to people, I'm happy. Because you think about everything I do, radio show, podcast, teaching, it's all about telling stories. And music is definitely a way to do that. I've sung in bands, I've sung in choirs, I've done musical theater, I've done opera. I've sung with symphonies a couple times. That was fun. And it's always a blast. And I just really, really, really love music. So I think that would be it. All right, looks like we're going to have one more question.
Will you sing for us now?
Will I sing for you now? No, I will not sing for you now. However, I will tell you that if you can find my personal website, there's a whole page with recordings with a bunch of different groups. So if you can find it, you can hear it. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Ask the Professor. We'll see if there are any more. But until next time, remember, keep asking questions.